You met Richard Nixon.
Yes.
Along about 1958.
Yes, he came to Oklahoma City when we had the Republican National Committee meeting there.
Can you talk about that, what you thought of him then in 58? He was vice president at the time, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. My first impression of Dick Nixon were that he was not a strong individual, either intellectually or oratorically or any way you measure politicians. He seemed to be, I don't want to badmouth the man, I came to like him a lot, but he seemed like he was a little shallow, kind of giddy. He didn't impress me as a strong leader.
Somewhere along the line, you did become his national campaign chairman.
Yes, there was a fellow named Peter Flanagan, who was a friend of Nixon's. Nixon appointed him to be head of the Democrats for Nixon national campaign. And Pete came here, and I was state chairman. This would have been in 60. Pete came here and tried to establish an organization made up of Democrats. And I more or less chased him out of the state. I told him we were building a Republican organization. It'd be lasting. It wouldn't be just for one campaign. And we were going to carry the state for Nixon. We didn't need the Democrats for Nixon. So he didn't set it up, and he called me different times and threatened me and said we're going to lose the state. And finally, he set up his organization in spite of my opposition. We used it as a kind of a dumping ground for these oddballs that come into the office and want to be appointed to something. Anyway, we built the Republican organization and ran the campaign through it. When it was over with, Pete called me and congratulated me. We carried the state with the highest percentage of Republican votes except for Nebraska and maybe Kansas. We were second or third highest. Pete thought that was a pretty impressive record for a state that was 5-1 Democrat. Well, Pete and I came to be good friends. And remember, Nixon lost in 60 and then he ran for governor of California in 62 and lost again. He made that famous comment to the reporters, "You won't have me to kick around anymore." Well, in 66, Nixon had established himself as a kind of an outstanding international lawyer. He was in a big law firm. He'd gained his self-confidence and had become really kind of a different person. And when I met him, I was impressed by what I took to be the changes in him. And after that, in 67, when I left the governor's office, it turned out that Peter Flanagan and the people in the Nixon law firm and some others around over the country had formed up this committee to elect Nixon. They asked me to join them. So I did, and I met with them 3 or 4 times in New York. And then I took the family for a little vacation out in New Mexico. And while I was out there, I got a call from Flanagan, but the line was so bad I couldn't understand him until I got back to Oklahoma. I called him, and he told me that Nixon wanted me to become his campaign chairman. And I told Pete, I said, "Man, I'm going to run for Senate against an incumbent. We've already started our campaign. We've got some meetings set and I want to go to when I get back to Oklahoma." And Flanagan was insistent, but I was insistent. And so I thought that was the end of it. I went to a meeting down at Wetumpka. When I was standing up making my little talk, a waitress came and said I had a phone call. And I said, "Well, I'll give me the number." And he said, "No, you need to take this phone call." And I went to the phone. It was Dick Nixon. And he said he wanted me to be his chairman. Of course, I didn't argue with him.
The famous Kennedy-Nixon debate. Tell us about that. You watched it on television. And...
Well, I was Republican state chairman and didn't have any expense account. I used to stay in these $2 hotels with one bathtub on the floor down at the end of the hall. One of those was the old Hudson Hotel in Oklahoma City. And I was there the night of the debate. I went down to the lobby to watch the debate on television and observe the reaction of the people who were staying in the hotel because they were pretty much common folks, if you could imagine. I was surprised at how strong they reacted in favor of Kennedy and how negative they were toward Nixon. And I realized that we were in a fight for our lives. Nixon seemed to be weak and he was suffering from some kind of an infection and his voice wasn't good. Whoever did his makeup didn't do him any favors. It just seemed to me like he'd taken too much for granted. He didn't seize the opportunity the way he should have. In fact, he booted it away, and he never recovered.
Then, jumping ahead, when he was going to run in 68, you didn't think he should run?
No. I didn't until I met with him and saw what I thought to be a major change in him. He'd become more self-confident. And Nixon had a problem that probably was his undoing, and that is he didn't like detail. He liked to focus on the big picture and let others work with the minutia. He was careless in who he had delegated authority to. But when I met with him when I was at the end of my term as governor the first time, I got a different impression of the man than I had when I first met him.
Do you think that he paid attention, though, when he was finally in the White House, the Haldemans and all, that he did select good people?
I think he selected people who were not senior enough. They were young in years and young in experience. They were not serious-minded. They tended to be, I almost want to say, frivolous. And Nixon didn't call and halt that way he should have.